Coach, I second that. Thanks so much. I know you're busy as could be, and take the time to be with us is very gracious on your part. We thank you.
No, thanks for having me on. I look forward to talking to you.
Let me get right to, there's so many things going on here that I guess we need to get right at it, get down to the nitty-gritty here. First and foremost, and I'm not sure how most will take the news or have taken the news, that you're going to be playing all your games at the Penn Air Stadium there on campus this year. I know I, for one, am happy for you. I think that's the ultimate goal, is to play on campus for so many reasons. And not only the atmosphere, the pageantry, the traditions that it derives from a campus atmosphere, but also it helps for recruiting, and it helps get revenue, donations. People come back to campus and see what's going on, and it's good for every piece and part of it. Plus, your football team. They get to, they don't have to get in buses and go somewhere else, another location, even though it's not that far away. So anyway, for a number of reasons, I'm happy for you. Ultimately, that was a goal, I'm sure, of everyone anyway.
Well, I appreciate that, Coach. Yeah, I mean, I think, I think when we started the program and, put these designs in place, at some point in time, we felt like we would be heading back to campus and felt like we would have this opportunity. And so I feel like we were really fortunate last year and great insight by our administration to, play the one game that we played on campus last year. Obviously changes have taken place with Major League Baseball buying minor league baseball, taking that up, and we've just had, not as much flexibility. And so last year we kind of got a preview of what that could look like. We had over 5,000 people show up for our home game last year here at Penn Air Field, and we learned a lot as to what it can look like, and we're excited to put that into practice all of next season.
Well, I know you are, and the kids have to be excited about that. Your players, Coach, I think also are excited, may not show it as much as maybe you and some others do, but I'm sure they're excited about it. What are the plans for on-campus or game day activities or pre-game day or post-game activities? All those types of things that usually enhance the campus stadium atmosphere, and then the parking.
Yeah.
Speak to the parking as well.
Yeah, I think parking, that was one of the things that everybody brings up, and I think everyone who was at the game last year was really pleased with getting in, getting out. Coach, I don't care what campus you go to on game day, if there's people there, you're parking in a lot of places. I know when we didn't play, and I went and visited some D1 schools and watched their games. I wasn't parking right next to the stadium. I was parking and walking. I think one of the great things about our setup is most of our major parking lots are not that far from Penn Air Field. And so when you talk about what pregame looks like, postgame looks like, I think that was one of the most attractive aspects of the one game that we hosted here on campus last season. There were numerous students tailgating. There were alumni events taking place. There were different tents and food trucks and things like that that really created an atmosphere that our players, as they eat pregame and walk back to our facility to get ready, really had never experienced to see all of that. Typically, we get dropped off there for our go walk and walk to the locker room. Here, they got a chance to kind of see everything that was taking place. So I think, for us, having the opportunity to attract our normal fan base as well as get. I think we had over 1,800 students, something like that, at last year's game on campus. You know, we'd love to get 2,000 students coming to every game and creating an atmosphere that makes college football what it is and what makes it great.
Well, no doubt about that at all. That's one of the, I think, one of the important features of college football. It's just that atmosphere surrounding it. It's traditional, you know, and it's hard to duplicate off campus what you have on campus. And a good example of that is, and has been for a number of years, is the University of Miami. You know, they got to get on buses and go up the turnpike there to the stadium to play, and there are not that many people, I guess, students and whatever. It's just not the same, as having an on-campus event, that's for sure. Talk a little bit,
well,
if you will.
So
I guess
you mentioned it. No, I'm sorry. You mentioned it in your opening statement as well. What a lot of people don't understand, even though it was a home game, it was still for us an away game. I mean, we still had to pack up our truck. We still had to pack up everything. We had the bus down there. So when you start looking at playing a home game now being on campus, it really truly is. And again, we loved our time down there, and it was great for us. But there were a lot of aspects that went into being down there and playing down there.
Oh, I'm sure of that. No doubt about it. But let me jump to another subject here that we've gotten some questions about, and I'm sure you've had tons of questions about. But your quarterback transferred, and he's not decided yet, I guess, on which school he's going to go to. But he's getting quite a bit of attention, and that's certainly understood with the production that he had at your level. It was quite impressive. What, number one, well, how do you feel about that particular situation, and where does this leave you, and where are you going? What are your plans?
Sure. Well, Coach, as you know, we've been down this road before. I mean, we were in almost this exact same situation when Mike Beaudry decided to do that, really, with 2 years of eligibility left. And so I think it's something that we're familiar with. I think we've been very, very fortunate. I think our program has really risen to a great level to where, if some of our players have success, our program's had success, and it's worked out well. And so we got four quarterbacks on the roster right now that we're very excited about and looking forward to seeing how they perform. We start spring ball next week, so it'll be a great competition. And, with the departure of Austin, gives us an opportunity to add someone else. So we'll do our due diligence. And, I think anytime, that this takes place, I always just kind of look at, what's in our future and, what opportunity, does this give us to improve and, continue down the path that we've been down. I think, our program really speaks for itself and the success that it's had in the first 5 years. And we've done that with multiple different people. So excited to see what the future holds for us.
Well, I'm sure you are, and you've got, you do have people on campus that you're familiar with, and so that's a luxury. Do you have anybody else coming in? Is there anybody you have your eye on, or they have their eye on you?
Well, Coach, it's amazing how small, a deal this really is. And so, obviously, we have four quarterbacks that are here. And then, once news gets out that your starting quarterback is leaving, then you get a lot of inquiries. from a lot of different people. As you know, we can't talk about recruiting until someone is committed to you. But I mean, it works. It works pretty well. And I would say the reputation of the University of West Florida football is carrying a lot of weight right now. The opportunity to play in Pensacola is carrying a lot of weight. And really what we've been able to do, really all 5 years that we've been, you know, around. I mean, 4 out of those 5 years, we've had a 3,000-yard passer. We've been close to 30 touchdowns in 4 out of those 5 years. And really, the 1 year we weren't a 3,000-yard passing team or close to 30 touchdowns is when we ended up playing 5 guys at quarterback. So our system has, you know, developed some really good offensive numbers. We look forward to that continuing. We really do, Coach. And it's been interesting to me just, you know, when word gets out, then who reaches out to you from all different levels of people who are now saying, hey, University of West Florida looks like a great spot.
Well, there's no question about it. I have said many times before, and I say it again, I think it's important for this audience to understand. I'm sure they do, but maybe not to the extent that maybe they should. And that is the job that you guys have done out there is unparalleled. Now, that's tough to say. You know, we used to have certain words we did not use. Never was one of them. Don't use the word never because it'll come back to haunt you. I can safely use the word never in this situation because to have the success that you guys have had in the time that you've been here, the short time that you've been here, will never be duplicated. It's just almost an impossibility. I won't say it's totally impossible because anything's possible, I guess, but this, I don't think I can safely say will never be duplicated. So it's a tribute to the program that you put together, the success that you've had, the type of people that you are. Really, means a lot to so many people. And the word gets around. Word gets around, believe me. There are people in the northern tip of North Dakota who probably know about your program and also know of your reputation. So that's a big, big part of it. Let me ask you a couple of, if I can get you to hang on just a little bit more, a short time more, I need to ask you about a spring game. Are you going to have a spring game this year?
We are, Coach. Our spring game is set for April 14th. That's a Thursday night. It'll be 6:30. And that'll be really our, I think it's our last practice of the spring. Like I mentioned, we get started next week. We'll do 3 practices, go on spring break, and then come back and have the final 11 practices. So we lost, as you know, a handful of seniors on both sides of the ball. So we've really had great effort, great energy out of our team so far in everything that we're doing. So it's been exciting to watch. Looking forward to seeing what it looks like and how it plays out for us. But, yeah, April 14th, Thursday night, 6:30, right here at Penn Airfield, we'll be hosting our spring game.
Well, good. Obviously, this will be something that people can buy a ticket and go to, right?
Well, it'll be free to the public, most definitely. We've had over 1,000 people at the last couple, so we'd love to be able to get that type of crowd and continue to do what we're doing.
You bet. Just one more question. I have about 4 or 5 more, but I'm going to stop it at one more and let you go. I appreciate your time. A quick one down for our audience. I know 2 or 3 people that have asked me to ask you about the upcoming season, the conference, and the people, your opponents overall. How do you see that compared to other years that you've been involved in this conference?
Yeah, no, it's a great question, Coach. And I think, you know, one of the things that really speaks volumes about the Gulf South Conference is really year in and year out. It's as competitive as there is out there. Okay. And so when you look at our schedule next year in conference, I mean, we're going to have Delta State at home, which we beat them by 6, but we were down by 20 at halftime. We're going to have North Greenville at home. We ended up winning, you know, winning big against them, but it was a tight ball game for most of it. We got to go to West Georgia. West Georgia beat us last year. They'll probably be one of the teams picked to be one of the top teams in the conference. Shorter, we're going to them. That's a team that we've obviously had, you know, really good success against, you know, every time we played them. And then we go to, or we get Mississippi College at home. And it seems like every time we play Mississippi College, it's been closer than we'd like. We were tied at halftime last year, but ended up scoring a lot of points in the second half to win. And then West Alabama, they come to us. That has been one of our more competitive games back and forth, even though last year we got a big lead. And then we end at Valdosta, you know, who will probably be ranked number 2 in the country, you know, going into this season. So when I look at our conference, you know, last year, 4 teams in our conference were ranked in the top 25, you know, the last half of the season: West Georgia, West Alabama, and Valdosta State. So we will always have our hands full playing in this conference, and, you know, we know we've got to be at our best. And so as we get the opportunity to play at Penn Air Field and start a new tradition of, you know, multiple games on campus, we know we're going to get the best of really Division II football in that process.
Well, I think it's important that our fans out there know that this is great football right here in our area, representing this area of Florida, with an outstanding program, number 1 in the country already in their short time of existence. Suits some great football, so it's something to look forward to, and let's look forward to the spring game. And, Coach, I'd like to have you back on after spring and see how you feel about it.
Coach, would love to do it. Always appreciate being asked, and look forward to talking again soon.